morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. A while ago, we spent a series once a week where we were looking at some of the minor characters of Scripture and who they were and what they did and the impact they made. I haven't done that for a while, so I decided I was going to do that again, and I want to take a look back in the book of 2 Samuel at a fellow by the name of Ittai. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's certainly not one of the major players, but he did make a significant impact in his life, particularly in his relationship with King David. You see, back in 2 Samuel chapter 15, Absalom, who was David's son, had rebelled against David and basically had overtaken him and kicked him out of the palace. Absalom went in, was telling everybody around that David was one of the worst people ever, that he was a lousy king, that he was old, he was beyond his years of use, and basically Absalom put himself in the king's place. It was a coup to overthrow his father. Well, David and all of his family had to flee from the palace. As David escaped with those who were close and loyal to him, he looked back and he saw this man by the name of Ittai. Now, just a little bit of background information on Ittai. He was a Philistine who joined David. I know that sounds really weird, particularly if you think about David and Goliath and the many battles between Israel and the Philistines. But here was a man who was a Philistine and had brought 600 men to come and join with David at the start of Absalom's rebellion. And in verse 19, it says, "The king turned and said to Ittai, the leader of the men from Gath, 'Why are you coming with us? Go back to King Absalom, for you are a guest in Israel, a foreigner in exile.'" In verse 21, we get Ittai's response. "I vow by the Lord and by your own life that I will go wherever my lord the king goes, no matter what happens, whether it means life or death." David replied, "All right, come with us." So Ittai and all his men and their families went along. Over the next few years, Ittai proved himself to be a mighty warrior and a faithful man to David. And in chapter 18 and verse 2 of 2 Samuel, we see that David sent the troops out in three groups, placing one group under Joab, another under Joab's brother Abishai, son of Zeruiah, and one under Ittai, the man from Gath. The king told his troops, "I am going out with you." Then down in verse 5 of the same chapter, it says, "The king gave this command to Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, 'For my sake, deal gently with young Absalom.' And all the troops heard the king give this order to his commanders." Ittai became one of the three key commanders for David in his kingdom and fought the battles with David. And some will wonder, why did this man who was a Philistine decide to follow David so closely? Weren't they always at war? Not always. Ittai knew who David was. He understood that David was anointed to be king over Israel. He understood that David was a great man and a great leader. And whatever Absalom was saying bad about him was probably not true. And so Ittai was willing to pledge his fidelity to David and to honor him. There are some lessons in there for us from this man that most of us have never heard about, or at least few remember reading about in Scripture. Here is a man who recognized who the leader was that was anointed by God. And even when bad times came, he didn't bail on this leader. In fact, he knew that in difficult times, leaders who are called by God need people to come around them and be all the more faithful to them. They don't need people bailing out at the first sign of problems. Our Christian leaders need more people like Ittai. He stood with David. He fought with David. He became a loyal friend. Ittai was there to help, to stand with this man whom God had appointed. A man of real, true character. Real character does not bail out at the sign of trouble. Real character does not turn and join the other side against a leader in the first sign of trouble. Real character stands with those that they know are God's anointed ones, and they work all the harder to support and to encourage them. What a great guy. I hope we all have some friends like Ittai. who'll stand strong with you and will not turn their back on you when you face difficulties, because we all will. Have a great day, my friends. We'll talk again tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.